According to the World Health Organization, in 2019, about 528 million people across the globe were living with osteoarthritis. It's actually an increase of 113% when you compare 2019 numbers to 1990. So it's safe to say that this is still a very common joint disorder across the country, which makes this news a really big deal. Did you know Norwalk Hospital started offering a new treatment for osteoarthritis? Radiation therapy. And I'm really excited to talk more about this with Dr. Christine Chen, who is here right now to explain more. Dr. Chen, thank you so much for your time. And first of all, am I right in saying that osteoarthritis is incredibly common in people across America?
Yes, incredibly common. Thanks for having me today, Melissa. But yes, osteoarthritis is something that a lot of people are dealing with, and they've tried many different therapies. And it's sometimes something that they're dealing with chronically, and it affects their quality of life day to day. So, I'm so happy that we're now offering low-dose radiation as another option that people can explore.
Let's talk about what was being offered prior to this. So if somebody was a patient at Norwalk Hospital, prior to this being an option for them, what would you have recommended them to do?
Yeah, so, most patients will go see an orthopedic specialist, and often are, recommended conservative therapies such as, resting, physical therapy, usually non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like meloxicam or ibuprofen. And also, many of the patients I see have also gotten like steroid injections or gel injections. And this often does work for some period of time, but often their symptoms will come back after a few months.
So talk about, first of all, radiation therapy, which immediately when I hear that, I think cancer, quite frankly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Why even go, I guess, into this as being a solution? What sort of prompted doctors to start looking at this?
Yeah. So what I think is so interesting, so obviously osteoarthritis, something that most people don't know that we treat. Most doctors in the United States call themselves radiation oncologists because they exclusively focus on, like you said, radiation therapy for tumors. But what's really interesting to know is that actually the earliest uses of therapeutic radiation, and we're going all the way back to the 1900s, was actually for benign or non-cancerous indications.
Yeah.
So this is actually by no means new or novel. Some of the earliest things we treated would be, things on the skin, conditions of the skin, such as psoriasis or eczema, inflammatory conditions, and that included osteoarthritis of the joints. And I think it's, for various reasons here in the United States, there was a huge decline in using low-dose radiation for benign conditions. This, I think, really correlated to the emergence of other alternatives, such as NSAIDs, ibuprofen, which we know we all use a lot, very commonly here in the States. And so I would say around the 70s, that's when there was a sharp decline in its use. But what's really interesting to note is that low-dose radiation has continued to be a treatment option in European countries, and it's actually a very common option in Europe. I would say most prevalent in Germany. They're really the thought leaders in using low-dose radiation for non-cancer indications. So this is actually a very common treatment that's now kind of reemerging here in the States.
Wow. And by the way, I did a horrible job of introducing you, Dr. Chen. You are a radiation oncologist, board certified actually by the American Board of Radiology. So you know a thing or two about this. I mean, what first of all, do we have patients at Norwalk Hospital who have started to do this therapy? And if so, what are you seeing as far as progress with osteoarthritis?
Yeah. So we started this program here at Norwalk over the past year. So I have started to see patients, and we've treated quite a few. But the studies show that this is very effective. So the overall response rate in, large series is showing up to 85%. And, I'll go over the treatment regimen, but you can actually get retreated several times to kind of increase that durability of effect. Exactly. And, and we can also talk about the mechanism of treatment, but this is a little bit different than, taking an NSAID or taking a steroid injection. And what the studies show is that the impact of low-dose radiation can actually be more durable. And there's like a long longitudinal study that showed effects of up to 2 years in terms of pain relief.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what does this look like? If you have a patient coming coming in and you're like, this is the right approach for them, radiation therapy. I guess, what does that process look like for them? And also, I guess, you know, much like if you were to use radiation therapy for cancer, we know it can come with, you know, feeling very sick, loss of hair, things like that. So I guess talk about those two things. What does that regimen look like if you have osteoarthritis and you, Dr. Chen, are recommending they do radiation therapy? What does that look like for them? And then what are sort of the downsides, I guess, of it? Or what are the risks?
Yeah. So in the context of cancer therapy, where we're trying to ablate and kill tumors, yes, we do deliver very high doses of radiation, and that's where you start to see those side effects. But here, we're using ultra-low doses of radiation, and when we give radiation at such low doses, that is when we see the anti-inflammatory effects. So we direct the radiation at the affected joint space, and what we're finding is that is what remodulates kind of the immune system to kind of shut down those pro-inflammatory signaling pathways, and to kind of break that inflammatory cycle of arthritis so that you don't get continued cartilage degradation and all this, you know, the stiffness and swelling that comes along with that. But this treatment is 6 simple outpatient visits, giving very low doses of radiation. So actually, we don't really expect very many side effects during treatment. There's really no downtime. It's very well tolerated. But the treatment is given, every other day for 2 weeks. The treatments are very short. It takes about 1 to 2 minutes to give it the radiation. And I would say most patients start to see effect even by the end of treatment. And I would say even give up to 2 to 3 months to see the full effects of that cycle of treatment. And because we're giving such low doses, again, patients can come back a few months later and get a retreatment or even wait until they feel that they need it again to get that second or third cycle of treatment.
Wow. Okay. And so what are the, I guess, risks, obviously? I mean, is it the same as it would be if you were treating cancer with radiation, you know, loss of hair, appetite, and feeling sick?
Yeah.
Is the same kind of thing?
Not usually, actually, because we're giving such, because we're giving such low doses of radiation. This is well below the tolerance of kind of normal tissue cells. So you really don't get any of those systemic effects. Like, you don't get that, nausea, vomiting, none of those things. Really, it's just low dose radiation targeted to the affected joint space. In general, the people that we're looking to treat with this are, I usually try to treat patients who are above 40 or even in 50. And that's because there is a very, very small secondary cancer risk, but we find that this risk is quite negligible as the individual gets older. So I usually try to treat patients above 50 if possible. And I would say generally we can treat any type of joint, articular joint, your shoulders, your hips, your hands, your feet, your knees. But we do try to stay away from the neck and spine, and that's because most of your active bone marrow is in the neck and spine, and so there can be unwanted side effects when you start to treat bone marrow.
That makes sense.
But otherwise, we're looking for patients who have mild to moderate arthritis, and this can kind of be objectively looked at by using x-rays, where we can kind of grade the severity of arthritis based on the amount of joint space narrowing we see on the x-rays, as well as kind of like the bony remodeling, reactive bony remodeling around the joint space. And pretty much this is most ideally given to patients with more mild cases, because once you have severe arthritis, you already have irreversible joint space narrowing and bony remodeling, and we can't reverse that.
Right.
So I would say earlier on, so once you've tried, a few months of conservative therapy that we're speaking about, physical therapy, NSAIDs, steroid injections, and it's really not working for you, I would say you should come to see us sooner rather than later.
And I was just going to ask that, Dr. Chen. My last question is, early intervention. I mean, how do people even know they have osteoarthritis?
Yeah. Well, it is a clinical diagnosis. And obviously, we want to rule out other causes of joint pain, right? Because there can be many reasons why someone is having joint pain. So I do usually like it if they have worked with an orthopedic specialist. But regardless, if they have not, they can still come to see me and we can work together to kind of get to the bottom, cause of their joint pain. But if there are no other, glaring causes that can be addressed, whether it's trauma, a fracture, infection, things like that, then we usually can consider them for this treatment.
All right. Well, Dr. Chen, I want to thank you so much for talking about this. Again, I think when you talk about something that is considered to be one of the most common joint disorders in the country, to see, you know, different solutions for it, I think is a really big deal. And the fact that it's offered at New Vance Health over here at Norwalk Hospital is a very big deal. If people want more information, I'm actually going to attach an article that came from New Vance Health recently on this to Dr. Chen's podcast. So thank you again for all that you do. And again, for more information, you can find it at voiceofct.com at the end of the show.